From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Dan Keplinger paints stark self-portraits set against black backgrounds, the faces askew and slightly spooky. His work has been featured in New York art shows and is the subject of an award-winning film. Dan Keplinger was born with severe cerebral palsy. NPR's Neda Ulaby visited Keplinger at his home near Baltimore, where he's finishing his second college degree.
Dan Keplinger lives completely independently in his messy bachelor pad. It could belong to any art student, except for a few things. Paint smears the walls, beer bottles crowd the counter, and brushes sprout from jars lining the floor. Next to the computer keyboard is a head harness with a stick attached. Keplinger uses it to peck out emails. He moves the mouse with his feet.
Special mouse.
People talk with Dan Keplinger by repeating his words to him, sometimes spelling them slowly. He won't use a voice box, which would allow him to be more easily understood. But he's constantly emailing colleagues, fans, and friends, such as Susan Hadari. She co-directed King Gimp, the Oscar-winning documentary about Keplinger's life. She says he doesn't just use the computer to write, but also to draft his art. One computer screen in the living room shows a stark black profile of a man against a pale yellow background, with scarlet mechanical hands reaching from his forehead into the sky.
So this is only very preliminary work that he does on a computer. He actually hates computers deep inside his heart.
I do.
Keplinger hates computers because he says kids with disabilities are so often pushed into vocational computer work. That's one reason he insists on doing everything for himself. To paint, Keplinger wiggles into headgear similar to what he uses to type. Then he kneels over the canvas, hugging himself tightly to keep his arms from flailing.
An expressionist.
The floor of Keplinger's living room is filled with a huge, half-finished painting. It's a distorted face in mossy greens and fleshy reds. It's a self-portrait, says Susan Hadari.
He's done a whole series of things now where he's taken part of his wheelchair and attached it to body parts of himself because he feels that his wheelchair is part of his self. He's been fragmenting himself and looking at parts of himself in relationship to the wheelchair and other things that he used.
The subject matter is compelling, but the work might not get so much attention if the artist wasn't disabled, says Stuart Stein. He directs the graduate program in art at Towson University.
Maybe it's realistic to say probably not, but the more important question is whether he's deserving or not.
Stein has been Dan Keplinger's main champion in college, and he's one of Keplinger's favorite teachers. Stein believes that the artist is deserving.
Dan's clearly one of those few people that you come in contact with that really is an inspiration because you can think of him and say, wow. You know, and it helps you get past whatever you're trying to get past. The paintings are, in a sense, a metaphor for that. They're a symbol for that. They're triumphs, every one of them.
Keplinger's insistence on accomplishing what he has on his own was what first caught the attention of Susan Hadari and her producing partner, Bill Whiteford. Keplinger was 12 when they began filming King Gimp. In the documentary, his mother, Linda Sue Ritter, says she was just a teenager when he was born.
Danny's father was never able to cope with the realization that Dan was brain damaged and that he would be like that, and wanted me to institutionalize him so that he and I could have a normal life.
Keplinger's mother, however, was determined that her son be treated just like other kids. The documentarians followed them for 11 years as Dan was mainstreamed into public school, then college. And Keplinger followed them to the Oscars when King Gimp won in 1999 for Best Short Subject Documentary.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Kevin Spacey, they all came up to Dan, and they...
Equals.
The documentary led to Keplinger's first New York gallery show. Keplinger has learned to express himself in confrontational self-portraits and pictures of rock stars and homeless people. They appear off balance, obscured in shadows, their features disturbingly blurred. But art professor Tina Carroll says it's not uncommon for the lips to be cracked in a grin.
A cheek may be blue, while a nose may be red, and that's what makes them so fun, but expressive at the same time. I would never say that they're sad, but some of them can be a little moody.
I don't go.
You don't go. Far. Four. You don't go for.
Happy.
You don't go for happy.
Many of Keplinger's paintings are in some way autobiographical. His bearded face flickers from the canvas, the eyes empty hollows. He looks both vulnerable and blank. It isn't easy to separate Keplinger's story from his art. In that way, he's been compared to so-called outsider artists, and he's represented by a gallery that specializes in them. But Ron Jagger, the director of the Phyllis Kind Gallery, says they're trying to distance Keplinger from that label.
We're trying to get him away from being known as King Gimp, although I think that that's a name that he enjoys.
Dan Keplinger just had his second New York show at the gallery, and reviewers agreed that his star is on the rise. Nevertheless, Keplinger would like a little more romance to go along with the fame, especially now that his friends seem to be settling down.
Most of them are married, and some of them even have
children.
Well, they don't have paintings, Dan.
But Keplinger is beginning to develop professional friendships with people who appreciate him and his art. Dawn Cochran is a graduate student in printing. She says hanging out with Keplinger has changed the way she views the world. She notices the way some people recognize him as King Gimp, but to others, he's just a gimp.
They'll stop their cars and say, "Hey, Dan, how are you doing? Great movie, you know, good work." And then there's those people that obviously don't know him and will just kind of turn away or, you know, not help open a door.
After they graduate this spring, Cochran and Keplinger are planning to visit Europe's cultural capitals. After Dan Keplinger comes back, he wants to learn to ride motorcycles and go skydiving. And he'd love to team up with filmmaker John Waters, who's also from the Baltimore area. But first, like any artist, he wants to sell more paintings.
First letter. A. Art. Is my life.
Neda Ulibi, NPR News, Towson, Maryland.